This is Chef Andrew Gruhl, the founder of Slapfish Restaurant Group, and you're listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show on AM 830 KLAA. And this is my go-to spot for all things food-related in Southern California.
And welcome back. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels baseball. And the Halos are playing a little later today, we are definitely keeping our fingers crossed. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show. Glad to be here. Thank you all for tuning in. We do appreciate it. Do keep up with us on social media. We're on all the platforms. A lot of good information there that connects Saturdays. And we're enthusiastically presented to you each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Every week on the SoCal Restaurant Show, you hear the public service announcement that we air for Waste Not OC, a very important program addressing a very specific need, food waste, and doing something useful about that with repurposed food. There are a lot of developments, recent developments, in what is going on with Waste Not OC. And I thought it was a great time to get their executive director back on the SoCal Restaurant Show to fill us in, that being Mike Liarakis. And it is a pleasure to welcome Michael back to the show. Also a restaurateur, I might add. Mike, good morning and welcome back.
Good morning. Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
You bet. Mike, just to give our audience a little background, give us a brief overview of what Waste Not OC does and the tremendous growth that you've had in Orange County in the last couple of years, which is truly impressive because, of course, the need is always great, and particularly in the last 6 months, in terms of hungry people in Orange County, you can tell our audience better than I can, but the need is great.
No, I appreciate it. Yeah, absolutely. Waste Not OC was started as an idea of recovering excess food that would normally go to landfill and be able to get it to nonprofit agencies that feed hungry people. And it really took off. It snowballed. We really developed something that the food industry kind of embraced. We eliminated a lot of their concerns. But especially during COVID, we found that, you know, food insecurity, as we refer to it, it's not limited to people that we think we can tell are hungry, meaning homeless people. Especially right now, we have, well over 300,000 people experiencing food insecurity, many of them for the first time in Orange County. In other words, because of circumstances, they now find themselves unable to pay a mortgage or a rent and still be able to buy food at the end of the month. That's the definition of food insecurity. So it's an issue that is, more prominent right now. And luckily, our model has become a tool in fighting food insecurity during COVID. There's certain elements of it that are really effective.
Tell us a little bit about the work that you do with Bracken's Kitchen, because we know Bill Bracken well. We knew him back in his culinary days when he was cooking at fine dining establishments. And Bracken's Kitchen is another tremendous success story.
It is. Bill is a unique individual. I mean, he's so talented. He was our first food recovery kitchen partner. He was the first one that we ran across that understood that there's all this edible food out there, this great product that we're not using, that we're discarding. We pay to have it discarded, that we can utilize it. And Bill is the benchmark for how we recover edible food. We now have a network of upwards of 5 and 6 food recovery kitchens, but Bill was our very first one. He was the role model for us, and now he has the largest numbers. He's got a phenomenal facility. The quality that comes out of his kitchen is just amazing. And then we've been able to pick up additional partners like Orange Coast College Restaurant Management Program. Students there are working with recovered food. Monkey Business Cafe in Fullerton, which utilizes their cafe to provide culinary skills training for at-risk young adults. They are repurposing food. We even have a middle school in Orange, Santiago Middle School, where the 7th and 8th grade students receive recovered food. They work with that food, and it goes down the street to a nonprofit pantry that feeds the community. From there, they go to the high school down the street that is also has a culinary program. So we see that this is spreading, and Bracken's Kitchen was the example all over. Prior to Bill, there was always a central kitchen model, and quite honestly, they never really, you know, performed that well. The overhead, the costs were too high, but we've been able to establish this network where you get these kitchens out in the community, so it's easier to move food in and out, back and forth.
Now, Mike, a very interesting development in your program is trying to give some of this repurposed food a longer shelf life, which is really important. Tell us about the packaging of the food, the vacuum sealing, and the freezing, because this is really innovative, and again, it eliminates more potential waste.
Yeah, it's really utilizing a method called cook-chill. In my restaurant, we started doing cook-chill, I think, in 2004. And basically what it is, it's the concept of if you make food at home, you make a soup or a stew, and you put it in the refrigerator, and the next day it just tastes so much better. Well, it's allowing those flavors to blend. Cook chill is a method where you cook food to the temperature of pasteurization, and then you rapid chill it, so you stop bacteria growth. We package it in poly food grade packaging, plastic packaging, and then blast freeze it. And what you've done now is you've elongated the shelf life. So when we get recovered food, it's typically at end of life. And it gives us 2-3 days to serve this food, maybe one day sometimes. Cook chill allows us to prepare nutritious meals, vacuum seal them, blast freeze them, and that food can now last 8 months to a year. If it's not frozen and just chilled, it can last 3 weeks. So it allows us to get food out in the various areas of the community where it can feed people, and that's what reduces food waste. And then, of course, the added benefit is the food just tastes better because all those flavors blend and come out. So when the client enjoys that meal, they really get that great flavor that comes from it.
Mike, it's a win-win for everybody. Now, you are always innovating, and there's a new project that's come along that I want you to tell our listening audience about called The Beast. What is The Beast?
The Beast is just that. It is a 40-foot food-grade shipping container used to move food back and forth across the ocean. Well, 3-4 years ago, we were able to recover all this food. The food industry just really responded. Chefs, restaurateurs were donating food, but we were limited with nonprofit pantries because they work primarily with volunteers. So skill set might be an issue, and just the sheer number of volunteers fluctuates. And then the recovered kitchens were able to crank out all these meals. The problem we had was cold storage. Where do we put them? And then as we developed an emergency meal plan for a county or a region, the one obstacle is always cold storage. So one of our board members, Jonathan Stone, who is with Impact the Change, took this on as a project 3 years ago and developed the conversion of one of these food-grade shipping containers into a fully sustainable, solar-powered, portable freezer unit. And that is the keys to the kingdom. That's the last remaining obstacle for us to recover excess edible food, repurpose it into nutritious meals, and then hold it and store it for either distribution or hold it for emergency meals. So, for example, and COVID is something that kind of illustrated how this program would work. In the next disaster or catastrophe, we assumed it was always going to be an earthquake where there's power interruptions. The Beast keeps going. As long as there's daylight, the batteries will generate. So it's a great tool to hold emergency meals that would feed the county or a region. And it's also a tremendous hub for the food banks. So both food banks can now get food into outlying areas, deliver it to that hub where it holds it, and now the area nonprofits in that neighborhood can come and pick that food up. So it's just a tremendous asset for us.
Well, and Mike, tremendously innovative. And where is The Beast located?
The Beast is the first of its kind in the world. It is now on the campus of Anaheim High School. And it was a project that included the Electrical Workers Minority Caucus. They actually put this project together as a training ground for their students. for their apprentices to work on something tangible. And it was funded in part by the Orange County Waste Recycling through a grant we received from them. But it's on the campus of the high school. It's serving the community. And it's just, again, we see a network of these throughout the county and, again, throughout the region. And to really recover excess food, especially emergency food, many times we get truckers that have a full trailer of food on a Friday at 9 o'clock. They have nowhere to go with this. This allows us a cold storage facility that we can access at any time.
You know, just what a great idea. Mike, as we're fighting the clock, what is the best place for our listeners to get more information and be able to follow the good work of Waste Not OC?
They can follow us on our website, wastenotoc.org. Also social media on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and LinkedIn. And then also they can always call us. If anyone has excess food or wants to volunteer as a trained, equipped food runner, they can always contact us at 855-700-9662.
One more time on that phone number, Mike.
Sure, it's 855-700-9662.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Mike Liarakis, Executive Director of Waste Not OC. Mike, thanks for bringing us up to date, and of course, we look forward to following your progress.
Thank you for the time. I really appreciate it.
You're more than welcome. You are listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show. When we return, we're jumping up to Los Gatos, California. Manresa Chef David Kinch talking about their celebration of their 15th anniversary. They went to France. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats.